This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the call line. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And Marilyn Manson has always been one of my favorite artists. And I realize that you don't appreciate Marilyn Manson. But
he's scary.
He's okay.
He could be. I mean, he's weird. I'll definitely give you that. I mean, he's a creepy gothic dude, but he's done so much positive things for just the underdog person, the goth kid, that I just have to respect him for that reason. Even if they don't make the best music, and even if sometimes the lyrics to some of their songs are pretty stupid, they occasionally have something that's actually pretty thought-provoking and pretty genuine. But before we get into that, Turd has been trying for years to get on the air with us. And
I'm pretty sure he called last week or something.
This is what he was talking about in chat. He obviously hasn't been trying for years. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Thanks for bringing me on your airwaves tonight on just about 200 radio stations. So earlier, Ian mentioned that he didn't really know right now what the next big Wall Street Bets thing was, and I actually have a little bit of intel on that.
Okay.
Because there's been a split. As you might already know, they're kind of at odds with each other about what the next big bubble to inflate is. And the one that the degenerates really wanted to inflate was Naked. But it was interesting because
Naked?
Wall Street Bets, they
what is
didn't
hold on, what is Naked? What does that mean?
Naked brand. It trades on the NASDAQ as NAKD.
Is this the juice company?
I'm sorry?
Do they make juices?
No, I think they own a couple different brands. I think they own a couple different clothing brands, actually. Yeah. For some reason, I think one of these big pop culture icons might be involved in it. Maybe not the Kardashians, but one of them. Anyway.
Heidi Klum. She's a supermodel.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah, Heidi Klum. She
looks like they do lingerie.
Really back in the 90s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, so they're a little bit at odds because the really interesting thing was that they started talking about Naked on Wall Street Bets, but the moderators banned them because they have a rule. They already had a rule on Wall Street Bets that you can't have below a $1 billion market cap. So they've already branched off and created their own subreddit, and it's really easy. It's just NAKD. That's the subreddit. And there's even a website that actually teaches new users how to buy these stocks and help them inflate the bubble. And it's pumpnaked.com. And any new stock trader can go there. They have the three simple steps set up. And it's just Naked, like Pump Naked, all one word, PUMPNAKED.com. And they can go there. There's three easy steps. They can figure out how to trade stocks really simply using these apps. And they can help artificially inflate this bubble and send Naked to the moon. And
it sounds like they're going to get arrested. Pumping and dumping is illegal.
They're not dumping it. Who said anything about dumping it?
Okay, fair point. I'm just saying I would avoid the word pump if I was them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean that's the word. That's even the word that they were using on Wall Street Bet. I mean,
it doesn't look like anything's been going on with this today. I'm looking at the Naked stock right now, and it is at below a dollar, down 35% in just today.
Yeah, but it's a bubble. I mean, look, it's already it was up at $3 the other day, and it's up from like 5 cents at its start. So it's in a bubble, and I do recommend, look, don't put more in than you're willing to lose, like any high risk high reward investment, and ride the roller coaster. And it's inexpensive right now. You know, and look, the power of internet can send this thing to the moon. The only reason why this hasn't been blown up completely is because of that market cap rule on Wall Street Bets.
You can't talk about
stocks with a market cap less than $1 billion on their Reddit form.
The peak I'm seeing for Naked is not $3. It's $1.65. It hit that Friday, and since then it's just been crashing. It sounds like this was another attempt to, you know, do it again, and it failed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be hard to really pick up, I think, on where the next thing is going to be. Are they really going to be openly advertising it? Are they going to try to keep the next one quiet or, like, word of mouth instead of on Wall Street Bets? It sounds like what you're saying, Turd, is that this community is falling apart. I mean, they're already having a schism right after they had this big level of success. Now they're having a split. And people are going their separate ways. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
If this company is promoted by celebrities, do you think that maybe they're just trying to get on this train and they're just trying to make their stocks more expensive?
Maybe Naked's behind this?
Yeah, maybe Naked's behind this. Heidi Klum was on.
I'm sure they're profiting. I heard they're already getting ready to maybe offer a new stock offering because of the bubble that's been deflated. But look, this. Keep in mind, these
people are
stupid. I'm
not going to call 95 cents a bubble.
It's the beginning of one. And look,
it's down today. Yeah, I mean, it's not like there's some sort of buying frenzy going on here.
And it's unfortunate because I love Heidi Klum, but she was on Epstein's Island.
Was she really?
Yeah.
When she was like a teenager or?
Oh, I don't know.
Later.
Actually.
Huh.
She was just on the records or whatever.
Yeah, not seeing anything that is bubbly here, dude. I don't know.
Well, it's high volatility. I mean, going from 5 cents all the way up to what it is now, and going to $1.65. And I swear to God, I saw it was at $3 like 7 days ago or so. But maybe I was wrong. But I swear to God, I saw that. But look, that's a bubble, and there were whales in it that owned a bunch of stock that probably sold off. When this bubbled up to
$1.65 over the last
month. But when you own tens of thousands of shares, that's a lot of money, or hundreds of thousands of shares, however much you own, you know, repeat that transaction 100,000 times and you sell it all off. That's a lot of money.
Sure, I mean, there's no doubt that someone could have made some money for this if they bought it back in
November
23rd for 8 cents a share, and then
I'm just saying this is a high risk. This is a high risk, high reward opportunity.
I'm saying it's a failed opportunity.
I'm going to say
I don't know.
It's down 35% in the last day.
So, yeah. So Bitcoin's down 25%. You guys talk
Bitcoin's
about Bitcoin
at 36,000. Bitcoin isn't being driven by trolls on Reddit.
And isn't the Dogecoin thing already over?
Hold on a second. Dogecoin right now is being controlled by trolls on Reddit.
Yes.
I'm also not actively advising people to buy Dogecoin.
And the Dogecoin buy did not last more than 2 days.
There is a lot of evidence that bubble was artificially inflated by computer manipulation and driving up the price of Bitcoin. I just read an article last week about it.
What bubble?
The current Bitcoin bubble.
I don't think it's a bubble.
There's no bubble.
It's a bubble.
Well, that's
They told me in 2017 it wasn't a bubble either, and that bubble popped, and I was right about that.
Peter Schiff has always been saying it's a bubble.
Well, okay, it popped at like 40,000 and went down to 30,000. I mean, so the bubble already popped.
And it's back up to like 36,000.
Yeah, now it's 35, 36.
Hold on, you don't know if that's the fake. It took almost a year for it to go all the way down to 3,000 from 17,000.
I don't make any predictions, but...
It took almost a year for the housing bubble to deflate. You have no idea what the bottom is.
I didn't say I did. I'd be happy to see it go back down to 10,000. I'd buy some more.
Absolutely, man.
I'll buy some more Naked right now, too,
and
baby.
You can't compare what's going on with Naked, if anything is going on with Naked, to what's going on with Bitcoin. Naked is just some crappy little company that some people on the internet decided to buy some of. And so far, the results have been less than spectacular, unlike GameStop, which shot up by, you know, a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
So, this is unremarkable thus far.
Yeah, I don't see anything good coming from buying naked. It looks like, you know, if you were aware of this happening 3 or 4 days ago, you could have made some money, but it looks to me like it's
over
late.
Now.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Turn, thank you so much for the call. 603-283-6160.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVIProject.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. Please call the phone line at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian.
And Forkfest is coming up, and I've got some rock news to share with you.
Rock news?
In addition to Marilyn Manson. Yes, Fudd will be at Forkfest again this year. We have
Fear, Uncertainty, and Doubt?
Yes.
That's your band.
That is the band I'm in with Captain Kickass, Michael, and probably a new bass player who is going to be joining us.
Ooh.
So that'll be good. We'll actually have a complete band. And this time we're actually bringing equipment. And we plan to actually rent out the pavilion and have an actual stage
to play
on.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, if we can make all of that happen. We're going to get back together on February the 14th and start hammering it out and seeing what
Valentine's Day.
So you can check that out. It obviously wouldn't be on July the 3rd that we would play. I don't think they would let us. But we may be able to squeeze by with the second.
I see what you mean. Yeah, because Rogers Campground does a 4th of July fireworks spectacular, and they basically don't allow anyone to reserve the pavilion, which happens right next to the fireworks because of the fireworks setup
right
on that day.
Oh, yeah, the 3rd may still be possible.
Depending on what night they do the fireworks, they may do the fireworks on the night of the 3rd because that's Saturday this year. Last year, the Saturday was the 4th, so they could actually do them on the 4th. This year, I don't know what Crosby's plan is. I should ask him the next time I talk to him.
You can find out with us. It's June the 28th through July the 4th at Forkfest 2021. It is Rogers Campground. It's the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's still a little chilly, so if you haven't been to the mountains of New Hampshire in the middle of summer, go ahead and bring a sweater or a hoodie or
something. You're going to need that at night. Yeah.
It's right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's decentralized. No one is in charge except, you know, Rogers Campground, but they're really lax. So there's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. Check it out. Forkfest.party is the unofficial website. June the 28th through July the 4th. Now, this news bothers me about Marilyn Manson. He was accused of some sort of abuse. Let's go to CNN for this, because they do a fairly good job of summarizing it. Marilyn Manson has responded to claims he was abusive in previous relationships. He took to his Instagram late Monday night and wrote, "Obviously, my art and my life have long been magnets for controversy. But these recent claims about me are horrible distortions of reality. My intimate relationships have always been entirely consensual with like-minded partners.
Mm.
Regardless of how and why others are now choosing to misrepresent the past, that is the truth." And it's ultimately his word against her word.
What's she saying?
We're going to get further into that. So it's hard to know who's true, but it's alarming to me that so many people are just immediately siding with her.
The woman.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're going to get into the full ramifications of this, but he was due to be on some television show, some Netflix series, and they've kicked him off. He's not going to be on the show. His record company has killed his contract.
Really?
Yeah.
All just on the say-so of this lady.
Earlier that day, actress Evan Rachel Wood, who I've never heard of, was previously...
I had not until Westworld, and she is the main actress in that show.
She's in 13, the coming-of-age... Like, really good movie.
She was young then, right?
She was, 15.
So she wrote on Instagram that Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, this is a sore point. Marilyn Manson is the name of the band, not the name of the dude.
Oh, okay.
Horrifically abused her for years. Yeah, because he's such a formidable stage presence and well-known person that he just became known as Marilyn Manson.
Interesting.
So, even I call him Marilyn Manson.
Right.
And I know that.
And you're a fan.
Yeah.
Well, what does he go by then?
Brian, apparently.
I think most people call him Brian.
Wow.
She says, "He started grooming me when I was a teenager and horrifically abused me for years. I was brainwashed and manipulated into submission. I am done living in fear of retaliation, slander, or blackmail. I am here to expose this dangerous man and call out the many industries that have enabled him before he ruins any more lives. I stand with the many victims who will no longer be silent." CNN had reached out to representatives for both of them for further comment, but haven't gotten a response. Following Wood's post, Manson's record label, Loma Vista Recordings, cut ties with him and released a statement saying, "In light of today's disturbing allegations by Evan Rachel Wood and other women naming Marilyn Manson as their abuser," I haven't heard anything about other women, "Loma Vista will cease to further promote his current album, effective immediately. Due to these developments, we have also decided not to work with Marilyn Manson on any future projects." Manson had a recurring role on the Starz show, American Gods, that's what it was. But the network has now decided to curtail their working relationship with him as well. "Due to the allegations made against Marilyn Manson, we have decided to remove his performance from the remaining episode he is in, scheduled to air later this season."
Wow. Star cutting him out.
Yes. Star stands unequivocally with all victims and survivors of abuse, the network said in a statement. And that's really all there is to this article. I don't know. Marilyn Manson seems like the type who could be kind of creepy and abusive, but he also seems like the type who has, in fact, been abused himself and is unlikely to do it to others. One never knows. But he's been canceled, effectively, from a Starz television show and by his record company all over these allegations. And that's all they are. And they've... I'm sure he's Marilyn Manson, or they're Marilyn Manson. I'm sure some record label will sign them. But
you don't even need a record label anymore. I mean, they'll be all right. It's one of those things where they'll probably be all right, all things considered. I mean, there was a big fallout between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard over the last year, and it's like neither of their careers is going to be completely over. Even Mel Gibson continued to get acting jobs after out with, like, some pretty serious anti-Semitic, I believe, comments.
Didn't he get pulled over while driving drunk and, like, just start going on a rant about Jews?
He's been on some rant about Jews. I don't know if it was when he was pulled over or if it was just in a phone conversation with his wife or something like that. I don't know. I don't know all the details. I don't pay that close of attention to a lot of the Hollywood stuff. But I do
when it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then it'll come across my desk. But I did see some of the stuff about Johnny Depp and this Amber Heard. And, you know, it's one of those he said, she said situations. Who's really telling the truth? I mean, there was audio, apparently recordings of some crazy behavior on the part of the woman in that particular case.
I think the internet as a whole decided that Johnny Depp was the victim in that one. But I didn't follow
it closely enough. She still has her fans, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are going to stick with him, some people aren't. I mean, but it is sad to see people having their contracts canceled over simple allegations.
Yeah. So we've avoided it most of the night, and that's awesome, but COVID-19 is still a thing, and the UK has really been escalating their tyranny. Now they're beginning door-to-door testing of 80,000 people to halt the South African variant of COVID-19.
I want to go on, though, with this Marilyn Manson thing, though, if you don't mind. I just pulled up a story here from NBC News where they claim that Marilyn Manson bragged about abusing Evan Rachel Wood, and the rest of the title is No One Listened, which I doubt that that's true. But going on, it says that Woods began publicly dating Manson when she was just 19.
To make her own
decisions.
Right,
as though a woman at age 19 cannot make decisions and is somehow victimized by an older man, which I don't buy that claims in any way, shape, or form. And this is, again, I don't know, is this an opinion? Is this an opinion piece? Yeah, apparently it is.
It sounds heavily slanted.
Yeah, this is actually an opinion section on NBCNews.com. So the claim here is that, yes, love comes in many different forms, but we should all pause and frankly worry when we see a fully grown man dating a teenager. Especially...
I guess she's technically a teenager.
She was.
I did that when I was 19. That was fine.
Dated an older man.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
Were you being groomed by him?
No, I was really mean to him.
More about this Marilyn Manson story, 603-283-6160.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon and turned it into an online shopping behemoth, is stepping down as the company's CEO, a role he's had for nearly 30 years. In a blog post to employees, Bezos saying he'll focus on new products and early initiatives being developed at Amazon, and he'll have more time for side projects, his space exploration company Blue Origin, the newspaper he owns, The Washington Post, and his charities. President Biden is issuing a series of executive orders, in his words, to modernize America's immigration system.
This is about how America is safer, stronger, more prosperous when we have a fair, orderly, and humane legal immigration system.
The Dow gaining 476 points on Tuesday to close the day at 30,688. USA Radio News. Groundhog Day is here. It comes with the annual forecast offered by Punxsutawney Phil.
It's a beautiful morning, this I can see, with all my fans viewing virtually, my faithful followers being safe and secure. Our tradition of Groundhog Day must endure.
Once out, Phil spotted his shadow, and as a tradition goes, that means there'll be six more weeks of winter. The show must go on. At least that's what Major League Baseball says.
The Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected a proposal from the league that would have pushed back opening day, shortened the regular season, and expanded the playoffs. In a statement, the union said its members rejected the offer because it did not guarantee further protections in the event of delays, interruptions, or the cancellation of the season. The union says its players will continue to prepare for spring training to begin on February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. With us tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And I want to say thank you to Andy Loy, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can join the program with just $5 a month, and it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, getting us on more radio stations and other cool things like that. Check it out. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com, including some of the cool little perks it comes with, like an AMP-only, well, I guess technically it's no longer an AMP-only call in line, but an AMP-only group
there
on
is a
Facebook.
Toll-free number that amplifiers have access to.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay, so it does have a special amplifier number for you. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Andy, thank you so much for contributing. We hope you continue doing so. So, Ian, you've got more about this Marilyn Manson story. And
look, I don't know what – okay, I'm not going to take a position on who did what in this relationship. I suspect that both of them were probably abusive toward each other, and I suspect she's not talking about whatever she did to him because I'm just going to guess. Like these seem – it seems like the kind of people that get together because they both have a problem, right? And they
create this two toxic people or yeah. Two people who have toxic characteristics that when combined creates a toxic relationship.
Right, because according to the news opinion piece over at NBC News, she did apparently run away from her parents to go and be with him. So if she's running away from her parents, that does suggest she might have had some sort of negative relationship with them. Maybe she was abused by them or something like that. I'm just guessing.
How do you run away from your parents at 19?
Yeah, they're painting her as some sort of helpless little flower who...
Yeah, well, that's part of the whole act is to suggest that, oh, you're just a child until you're age 18, and then you're still just a child, according to these people. Like, as long as you're a teenager or in your early 20s, they treat you as though you have no volition of your own and that you can't make decisions for yourself. And I don't buy that claim.
I don't either. I mean, the age is irrelevant. It's experience that matters. Someone who's lived a sheltered life at the age of 30 is going to be tremendously less prepared to handle things than someone who, you know, was raised in an abusive relationship from the time that they were 14 or whatever.
Yeah, and if they've cut out on their own and they've had their own experiences in life, they could have way more experience at age 19 than somebody who's, as you said, who was being sheltered the entire time. So, again, I don't know what the truth is here, but apparently Marilyn Manson did allegedly say in an interview with Spin magazine that regarding Evan Rachel Wood, his girlfriend, who I guess he was not with at the time of the interview, but he said that he'd fantasized about murdering her, saying, quote, "The song I Want to Kill You Like They Do in the Movies," that's the name of it, "is about my fantasies." He said, "I have fantasies every day about smashing her skull in with a sledgehammer."
That's just Marilyn Manson creating controversy, though. That's what you expect from someone named Marilyn Manson. I mean, he took the name from Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson and combined them together to say during an interview.
Mm.
I mean, it's the character that he plays to be as disturbing as possible. And he plays it well.
He does.
It's the reason that when I was forced into one of these Bible camps when I was a kid, one of the people there was talking about this rumor that Manson was going to actually kill himself on stage in 2000 whatever, and he was going to get crucified because he wanted to imitate Christ, and that he was telling people he was going to resurrect from the dead and this other nonsense. Not to mention the rumors that are still circulating about him having some of his ribs removed.
Right, we won't say why.
No, and of course his response to that was, no, I didn't have my two ribs removed. I had all my ribs removed. But not for myself, for other people.
Now, I get what you say, that he's just being in character here with this statement about how he wants to smash his girlfriend's skull in with a sledgehammer, but that isn't going to sound good. You know, I mean, I get the claim that he's just playing a role, and I'm going to guess that to some extent that's why she wanted to be with him, not because she wanted her to be smashed with a sledgehammer, but because she knew that that would upset the people that she was coming from, like that maybe her parents were, I'm guessing on this, right, like maybe her parents were ultra right-wing, you know, religious fanatics, and she wanted to be like, well, F you, Mom and Dad, I'm with Marilyn Manson now, what do you think about that? You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, she definitely must have known who she was getting involved with. I mean, it wasn't a surprise that she's with this guy. And I don't know for how long they were together. That much hasn't been clear in what I've been reading here. But, you know, if he's abusing you, well, maybe you should break up with him.
And you said she was an actress, right?
She is.
Yeah.
So she wasn't like just some groupie who found herself being abused by him. She had her own career and her own, presumably her own finances.
Was she an actress? She was at 19, right?
An actress at a really young age because she was in 13, and I'm pretty sure she was a teenager when she played the 13-year-old girl.
Right.
Well, historically, young actresses and actors are generally not well put together when they become adults, just looking like Macaulay Culkin or any of these others, and he's recovered and he's doing great now, but a lot of these child actors and child actresses sort of go off the rockers a bit.
Sure. Well, I mean, they don't have the same incentives and disincentives as other people, and they can get away with a whole lot more, that's for sure.
I think people getting abused could have lots of their own reasons to not want to leave a relationship, though, even if they are being abused.
That's true.
Sure.
A lot of it is in their head, though, like, oh, well, you know, I love him or he loves me, and there's all these excuses around why the abuse should continue.
It's tragic when that happens, but I've certainly seen it. One of my ex-girlfriends, the reason we broke up is because she got back together with her abusive ex. I don't know why people do it, but for whatever reason, people are hesitant to leave abusive relationships. But 10 years...
It wasn't 10 years. I just found it.
Okay.
BBC News reporting that they began dating in 2007 and got engaged in 2010, then broke up later that year. Manson has denied the allegations, saying they are horrible distortions of reality.
I would still be creeped out if I found out one of my ex-boyfriends was saying in an interview that he fantasizes every day about hitting me with a sledgehammer. I'd be pretty creeped out about that.
I wouldn't be creeped out if that person was Marilyn Manson.
But yeah, you knew who you were getting involved with.
I just expect that from him.
Right. So that's it. I mean, that's, you know, she's claiming he groomed her. And I don't, you know, what does that even mean? Because normally when you hear the term grooming, it has to do with, like, pedophiles.
Yeah, I think that's watering it down to call yourself, or say you're being groomed at 19. That's like a 7-year-old, like, this is a toy, and it's actually, like, a dildo or something. That's not the same thing as falling in love, like, with somebody who's bad when you're 19.
Yeah, again, to just act like you're some little child at age 19, I don't buy it.
No, I don't either.
I suspect,
I mean, if
she
was groomed
exactly
at any point, it was probably by Hollywood executives or
yeah,
her parents or
right?
something.
Oh, that's so true.
The casting couch?
Yeah.
I suspect she knew exactly what she was getting into, and she had her reasons for doing it at the time, whatever they were.
Absolutely. I don't know. I don't know what happened here. It's certainly believable on both sides of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there are other women now who are making allegations. Ashley Walters says she worked for Manson full-time as a personal assistant, claims he was frequently violent and would throw glass plates and heavy objects. She alleges he offered her up for sexual encounters with collaborators and continued to harass her after their professional relationship ended. She claims she now struggles with PTSD and depression. Gabriella, an artist known as Sour Girl with 3 R's, alleges Manson repeatedly tied her up and raped her. She claims that he forced her to take drugs with him and demanded she make a blood pact with him by cutting both of their hands with broken glass. She says she spent one Christmas in a hospital after trying to kill herself, and since breaking up with him has been diagnosed with PTSD and still suffers nightmares. Sarah McNeely claims she was thrown against a wall and Manson threatened to bash my face in with a baseball bat. She alleges she was locked in rooms when she was bad and verbally berated for hours and made to feel worthless. She says she now suffers from PTSD and mental health issues. And finally, Ashley Lindsay Morgan alleges that she, quote, wasn't allowed to eat or sleep or leave Manson's house. She claims that he cut and burned her and asked her to bring him Nazi memorabilia.
This all sounds like rumors that Manson is starting to create controversy. And not the first one. The Wood one sounds, you know, horrific if true, and is hurting his career, so why would he do that? But the rest of them...
Well, the pylon has begun.
Maybe he's taken this Manson character thing a tad too far. What do you think? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Talk Radio, you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 283-603-283-6160. And I'm just sort of on autopilot here as I try to handle this user who's just spamming
with some help
or chat. The D-Live chat. No, because I had to ban
the same guy?
Yeah, the sticker unbanned itself, presumably. Oh. So he's just been, I mean, he's literally just spamming American flags. That's dlive.lrn.fm for those who want to actually watch us on video.
That's right, for whatever reason.
Yeah, we are doing
actually,
more than
a reason. Bonnie's here. That's a good reason to watch.
Because we are doing more than just a radio show. It's also a video show. dlive.freetalklive.com is the URL. So big news, possible big news for Bitcoin. Evidently, Visa is saying that they may enter the Bitcoin market.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised to see this news, and it may indicate that indeed institutional investors are, you know, on board and you know, throwing serious money at cryptocurrencies, because now, according to Coindesk.com, Visa's CEO, I mean, it doesn't get much higher up than that. Visa's CEO, Al Kelly, said the payments giant is in a position to make cryptocurrencies more, quote, safe, useful, and applicable, unquote. I don't know if I buy that, but...
Safer for the end user, and that it's going to be harder for them to get locked out of their wallets? Sure.
Maybe. And may add them to the company's payments network. Speaking on the company's first fiscal quarter 2021 earnings call, Kelly described cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin as digital gold that are not used as a form of payment in any significant way at this point.
Well, that's not true at all.
Well, I mean, it kind of is.
That's true. I don't buy much with Bitcoin unless it's like a really large purchase.
I mean, just you got to remember, Arya, we live in crypto mecca here. I mean, it's easy to get spoiled, and you know, whenever we go out to eat at a restaurant, we can spend cryptocurrency and have multiple choices, you know, of where to go. The average person doesn't even have one. You know, they can maybe buy some stuff online at, you know, various different websites with Bitcoin, but that's
Purse.io would be the way to do it.
Yeah, and Purse is a great site. There's no doubt about it. Save at Purse.com will actually send a little bit to the show if you enter through that URL, if you create your account through that URL. Afterwards, it doesn't matter. But according to the story here, he says, our strategy here is to work with wallets and exchanges to enable users to purchase these currencies using their Visa credentials or to cash out onto our Visa credential to make a fiat purchase at any of the 70 million merchants where Visa is accepted globally, he said.
So they actually have a plan here. This isn't just, oh, you know, we could maybe add Bitcoin to Visa.
It does sound like they've got something specific in mind here. Yeah, you're right about that.
That's now, good news that for Bitcoin.
Said, I've already got a card in my wallet with, I think, the Visa logo on it that is a cryptocurrency debit card. And I know MasterCard has some of these here. Let's see. Yep, that's the Visa logo there on my card. So
is that crypto.com or
that's
Uphold?
The crypto.com card, and Uphold I believe is MasterCard. So that doesn't necessarily mean that's the MasterCard one for Uphold. So I mean,
these allow you to just swipe the card and it deducts the equivalent amount of cryptocurrency from your wallets.
Uphold does. The crypto.com card, you have to convert to dollars before you load the card, whereas Uphold actually does pull from your crypto balance.
Okay.
So Uphold is a little bit nicer in that way.
So Uphold is effectively buying your cryptocurrency from you and settling the USD debt for you.
However they're doing it, yeah. Something like that. But they do it at the point of sale with Uphold.com, which is really cool. That's something that's very hard to find in a lot of these Visa debit cards. So I'm not sure exactly what it is that he's saying that Visa will do differently than what is already being done on a variety of different crypto debit cards.
I'm not sure it has to do anything differently than what they're doing. It's got the name recognition. It's the trusted one that the average person will, you know, go to. Oh, Visa has their own thing now with cryptocurrency. And it makes Bitcoin look more legitimate in the eyes of the average user. And well, I'm happy about that.
And if something that this does is makes it easier for people to buy Bitcoin, then I support it. Because for a while there, it looked like companies like Visa or the banks, especially the banks, were trying to actively stop people from buying cryptocurrencies, where you know, they were saying, oh, well, if you're transacting with this company, we're going to cut your account off. What he sounds like he's saying here is he wants people to, quote, work with wallets and exchanges to enable users to purchase these currencies. So that sounds to me like, you know, Visa, they know what's happening with their transactions that are coming through, right? And if for instance, Visa has been instructed by the U.S. federal government to say if a offshore's casino wants to charge somebody's card, then you're supposed to deny that. They're not supposed to do business with certain businesses, specifically casinos.
Really?
Yeah, it's illegal in the United States, from what I understand, for any banking institution to assist a person from the United States with loading up a casino account.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's not legal. Now, it's legal. Now, I'm not a lawyer. This isn't legal advice.
I presume this is why so many online casinos have moved to using cryptocurrency?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly why. It's not illegal as I understand it. Now, again, not a lawyer. You might want to do your own research. If you're into gambling, you probably already have on this. But it is not illegal to gamble online. So you can legally gamble on an internet website.
It's just illegal for them to help me get money there?
Correct. It's illegal for the banks, and in this case Visa, any payment processor, to help you put money onto those platforms.
Fascinating.
So that's why crypto gets around all that, because crypto is permissionless and you don't have to have a central authority like Visa standing in the way. So he goes on saying that CoinDesk says the payments executive also said stable coins could be used for global commerce and that digital currencies running on public blockchains as additional networks, just like RTP or ACH networks. So stablecoins, for our listeners that don't know, are cryptocurrency tokens that are backed by usually a dollar or like an ounce of gold or some physical thing that backs up this digital token. And so he's acknowledging the value of stablecoins here, which is also very interesting.
Well, didn't the comptroller of the currency do the same thing recently as well and essentially elevated the use of stablecoins to the same level as wire transfers and ACH?
Yes.
By saying that, hey, banks, you can use stablecoins to settle debts with each other or whatever.
Yep, that happened toward the end of 2020, and that was that was pretty important news for the future of banks being involved in cryptocurrency, because basically all of the fears that banks have had for the last several years about doing things with crypto have essentially been put to rest. Amazingly, I didn't see this coming. Like, the federal government basically told banks in the year 2020, yeah, you can do things with crypto, and yeah, you can use stablecoins to settle debts, you know, or to transfer money from institution to institution, which would be great if that actually happened. Now, banks, of course, are slow as hell at doing anything, you know, at all, so it might be another decade before they figure out how to transfer a stablecoin around.
Can banks getting involved in cryptocurrencies help the government, like, regulate cryptocurrency at all? This sounds scary. It's weird that Janet Yellen was just talking really bad about cryptocurrencies, and at the same time, Visa is talking good about it.
Well, yeah, that's true. She made one remark that was negative about Bitcoin being used for criminal activity or something like that, but a lot of what she said was neutral or positive. I think she referred to blockchain as innovative technology and some other things. But, you know, the crypto community took that one little thing she said and just ran with it and ignored the rest of it.
Like me.
But you do ask a good question, and that is, you know, what's going to happen out of all of this? It seems contradictory to have Visa embracing Bitcoin while this, you know, the government
Bitcoin
politicians.
Bitcoin will kill Visa. That's the goal of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be successful, but the goal of Bitcoin is to kill banks and Visa and MasterCard and these other evil banking institutions.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bitcoin itself has sort of been co-opted by these evil institutions, and that's arguably why Bitcoin has never scaled up to the point where it could have a chance of killing Visa, because the programmers won't solve the block size issue to allow the coin to scale. So
But other cryptocurrencies have, like Bitcoin SV, which I'm not a fan of, but it did solve that problem.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, what's going to happen, why these mixed messages are coming out, I don't know. Because you do have this, it is a mixed message, right? You've got people like Yellen and a guy before Yellen, wasn't it Mnuchin? He was Trump's appointee. Yeah. He was not friendly towards cryptocurrency at all, but yet in the year 2020, you had all these positive decisions for the banks being able to use cryptocurrency. So it's a very confusing situation. I'm optimistic as far as the legal situation is concerned, because even though the government is going to try to regulate crypto exchanges and things like that, I don't think that they can ultimately ban cryptocurrency, because it would be an attack on freedom of speech.
That's generally my position on it as well. I think that the state ultimately is an organization that is trying to preserve itself and its own relevance, and it knows that Bitcoin could undermine its existence, and it can't stop it. So its best choice at this point is to embrace it.
Last quote here from Visa. He says, and it goes without saying, to the extent a specific digital currency becomes a recognized means of exchange, there's no reason why we can't add it to our network, which already supports over 160 currencies today.
Wow, fascinating. Hey, thanks for listening. It's been Free Talk Live.
See you tomorrow.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 6637.